Bill Zamy's usual beat at Esquire magazine is writing celebrity profiles, reporting on people at the top of their game. But in 2002, he began reporting an article about a man who'd lost everything. His editor asked Zamy to deliver a letter to essayist Bob Green. He was an institution in Chicago journalism, but he'd gone into seclusion after being fired from the Chicago Tribune over a sex scandal. Zamy's errand turned into months of secretive steak dinners with Green, which he chronicles in the article The Confessions of Bob Green. The article won the 2004 National Magazine Award for Profile Writing and is the final part of our series on the craft of writing. Here's Zamy reading an excerpt.
We feast on the disgrace of the fallen, feel better about ourselves while doing so, and then await the next fallen one to turn up so as to feast once more. It is, alas, the blood sport of human nature. I will tell you, though, that it is a grim spectacle to privately encounter a shame man, freshly pummeled in public view. It is heartbreaking as hell, really.
Zamy says the circumstances surrounding Bob Green's fall from grace are complicated.
Bob Green, who stood for the Midwestern values that are the same as baseball and Chevrolet and apple pie, was found to have had a liaison with a woman who was thought to be, although not, underage some 14 years earlier.
When he began his furtive meetings with Green, Bill Zamy says it wasn't exactly clear what would come of them.
I think it became an intriguing study of two pros. It really was mano a mano in the profile writing business. And it was,
he's taking a risk and you're trying to edge in.
You know, in the end, you wonder who's seducing who and to what end. I must say, in the beginning, I really wasn't looking for a story. In fact, it was so dark that I really didn't know what I wanted to do with it. And I didn't really want to go on this dark journey. It turned out to be the darkest journey I'd ever taken as a journalist. You know, I somehow have made a name for myself as being relatively funny and, you know, the author of books about famous people in the popular culture. In this case, it became very personal.
And it's painful to read.
Mm-hmm. It was painful to write and to live through. It was clearly the most painful thing I've ever experienced as a writer. There was no way to dip in and out of it blithely.
Is that why you are such an active participant in the story? You write it, it's almost like an essay. It's this one man ruminating, trying to evaluate another man. I mean, could you have written this story without putting yourself in it?
I think it's the experience of the story. I don't know that it would have made any sense otherwise. It really is. I think a piece like this requires humanity, and I guess that's what I brought to it. And frankly, I never wanted to be his apologist so much as maybe show and describe what it's like to be sort of destroyed in the public eye and how that feels. It's funny, the fellow who transcribed a lot of my tape was almost suicidal after listening to Bob Green's, listening to some of Bob Green's conversations with me. That's how badly, I mean, it was just that palpable.
You know, other people who've endured sex scandals, and I'm thinking Hugh Grant for one comes to mind, they kind of go public.
We are a forgiving culture, and he did not want to believe that. It was almost as though he wanted to be punished and that he would sentence himself to a punished cell of shame, you know, a vacuum of shame. And he lived inside of it with his wife and his son. His daughter was away at college, but his son was in high school at the time. And he did not leave the house or go anywhere just for fear of the baleful glances he would get from people walking by. You know, what I learned is if you are the subject of a scandal, if this is your life, you think everyone thinks of nothing else but your story. And so you even imagine that anyone who looks at you is looking at you askance and thinking, you know, there goes sleaze. But in fact, what he would begin to learn is that people thought otherwise and wanted to know what happened and why he didn't fight back.
Why do you think this article was picked for Best Magazine Writing?
Like I joked that it's sort of my Michael Caine award in that, you know, I've been doing this and apparently had quite a following as a profile writer of celebrities for many, many years. But you don't honor celebrities. There's something cheap, tawdry, and embarrassing about celebrity journalism. I'm the first to say so. On the other hand, it is such a dark journey. that I think it takes something out of the reader. I guess there are very few people I've spoken to who, most people who have read it and told me that they read it, told me they were exhausted and depleted afterwards. They felt terrible. You know, this is just human flaw, but brought out in such a way that, you know, you can touch the pain. It's right there.
Did writing this piece change you at all?
I don't think most subjects I've tackled before would actually have, would I ever say that it changed me. But in this case, this piece did change me. It's a very mature subject matter, and it really forces you to look inward. When I say we all have darker, conflicting truths, I'm not necessarily thinking I do. I know I do. I'm sure we all do. I'm sure you don't, but nor the listenership. But I think there's a sense of fragile life that courses through this piece, and it's stark. It's right there in front of you, and I guess I wanted it to feel like that. I wanted you to feel just how fragile life and reputation and how your life can change completely overnight, and you can still be living your same life, and you're the same person. But your life has changed completely. And that's just sort of a fascinating concept.
Bill Zamy is a National Magazine Award winner. His story, The Confessions of Bob Green, is one of many collected in the Best American Magazine Writing 2004. Mr. Zamy joined us from our Chicago bureau. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You can read The Confessions of Bob Green and other stories by Bill Zamy at our website, npr.org.